We go now to Libya. It's Thursday night, the beginning of the weekend for folks in the Middle East. And in the capital city, the cafes are often packed, especially one particular spot, the Tripoli branch of Cinnabon. Yeah, that's right. It's billed as the largest Cinnabon franchise in the world. And reporter Maureen Olivezi is there. Describe the scene for us, Maureen. What's going on right now?
Well, it's early evening here, and the outlet is packed with customers. There's a big sitting area on the second floor. Right next to me, there's a party of eight teenagers celebrating a birthday. But otherwise, it's mostly families with children and huge sticky rolls right in front of them. Thursday evening, as you said, it marks the beginning of the weekend, and some of these families say it's become a ritual for them to come here. One father said his two children actually request to come here at least once a week because that's the only place where they can get a pecan and caramel roll.
So you visited the outlet earlier this week as well, and it seems that patrons were not just coming for the cinnamon rolls.
There are not a lot of places in Tripoli where young people can date. Libya is a conservative country. Young men and women socializing in public is largely frowned upon, unless maybe if they're at university. And most of the coffee houses in Tripoli are street level, which means you have a lot of traffic, and there's a good chance you'll run into a relative or a friend. I never see a lot of women there, and certainly don't often see couples on a date. So it seems like Cinnabon, at least when it's not as crowded as today, offers some sort of private. That's rare here.
Now, I know in the mid-2000s, Libya was trying to get a little closer with U.S. businesses, but I hear that Cinnabon is actually now the first ever U.S. franchise to have opened in Libya. Of course, there was the Arab Spring. What took so long?
Well, Cinnabon was supposed to open before the revolution, actually, but there were delays because of Libya's erratic bureaucracy under Gaddafi's rule, and the store finally opened in July 2012, and it's been a hit so far. Like, the sales, according to the general manager, are about three times higher than the chain's global average, so that makes this store one of the most profitable Cinnabon branches in the world.
So, apart from Cinnabon, anything else new in Tripoli's dining scene?
Well, I've seen a lot of small food joints, actually, that weren't here last time I was in Tripoli in late 2012. There's that new burger and milkshake joint, for instance, that opened up just a few weeks ago. Zakaria, the owner, says he got the idea of the burger joint because he just couldn't find the type of burger he likes elsewhere. So for about 2 years, he and a friend worked and saved money. They teamed up with a business partner who had some savings, and they rented up a store, fixed it up, painted it, brought the equipment, and they're now serving quite a juicy burger, actually, with an amazing Oreo's milkshake to top it off.
An Oreo milkshake in Tripoli. Who knew?
Yes.
Could that have been possible before the revolution?
Well, I asked Zakaria, and he said, no, absolutely not. What's really surprising is actually the age of these two guys, Zakaria and Khaled. They're both 21, both in med schools. They're taking turns to manage the store while also pursuing their studies. And Zakaria said that's not something they could have done before. Listen to him.
The whole society didn't accept the idea of a bunch of young guys owning a business. It was possible after the revolution, because before the revolution, it wasn't really the system, but it was the people working at the system. They wouldn't take you seriously, they wouldn't accept any new ideas because they were kind of stuck in their own way of thinking. But after the revolution, a lot of that changed. And it seemed possible, it seemed like it can be done. So we went through it. And now it's here.
And, well, actually, now Zakaria says he just hopes that there won't be a McDonald's opening up soon in the neighborhood because people would inevitably go there, not because their burgers taste better, he says, but just because it's McDonald's and young Libyans would be drawn to the brand name.
Yeah, who's ever heard that? Here's a McDonald's, there goes the neighborhood. Now, for me, the weird thing about Cinnabon is that it's always the first thing I see when I get out of an airplane at a U.S. airport. So do they have plans for a Cinnabon at the Tripoli airport yet?
No, there are actually two other Cinnabons that have opened up over the past year. They're working on the fourth store, but not at the airport at that point. But they also mentioned that their plans to open a store in Benghazi, a flagship store in Benghazi. The only problem there is the area is much less stable than Western Libya, and there's some security concerns that they have to address before opening the store. Mostly the concern that an American franchise could be targeted by radical Islamists. But at this point, the general manager said he was still hoping that there could be a grand opening within a year.
Reporter Maureen Olivezi speaking with us from the Tripoli branch of Cinnabon. Never thought I'd say that, Maureen. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.